There is a divorce attorney who's gone viral for sharing his views on how to up your success rate for the booty call, meaning he's going to tell you how to make sure it goes well, how to get one.
Men want sex and will give you attention in exchange for it.
Disgusting. Not true.
You know what, Jared? Do we have the warning ready?
Should we?
I think, yes, I do. Just in case. Just okay. In case. There's, yeah. It's not bad language, but it might be a little sensitive.
A little bit much. Okay. Yeah.
I know how to, I'm pretty good at that. Well, I was, obviously not now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We'll see.
But I was.
We'll see if you're right.
Warning, warning, warning. If you have young kids in the car, turn down your radio. Warning, repeat, warning. Adult content ahead in 3, 2, 1.
Men want sex and will give you attention in exchange for it. Women want attention and they'll give you sex in exchange for it. You know, and so it's an economy. And again, I think that's a very fair economy, which is why the chances of you getting laid, if you say to your partner, you're the most beautiful woman in the world, you're just so, you're so wonderful. You know, I'll digress for a second. My son texted me the other day and he said, Dad, can you send me some money? And I said, you know, son, I just looked at my text. I haven't got a text from you in a week.
Is it landed?
Yeah. It feels familiar, doesn't landed? It?
Yeah. I said, let me give you a bit of advice, because I feel like I'm a financial booty call for you. I said, and I have no problem with the concept of a booty call, but if you're going to be a man, let me tell you something you need to know about a booty call. If on a Friday night you text a girl at 1 a.m. saying, hey, are you up? I was just thinking of you. She knows why you're texting her. Mm-hmm. If you haven't texted her in a week, she's not necessarily going to be receptive to that text. But if on Wednesday you think, you know, I'm going drinking on Friday, I should send that girl. And you sent her a, hey, I just heard a song. It made me think of you. Hope you're doing well. Mm. The chances when you text her on Friday at 1 a.m. and say, hey, are you up? What are you doing? There's a part of her that's going to go, I know why he's texting, but, you know, he did text on Wednesday. Like, he is clearly interested in me. Your chances are going to go up. I said, if you texted me on Wednesday and said, hey, Dad, how are you doing? Hope all's well. Just wanted to say hi. We should get lunch sometime soon. Now, when you text me and say you want some money, I'll be very quick to send you that money. But because you didn't warm me up at all with any kind of foreplay, the answer's no.
I mean, that's the truth for everything, period.
You're right.
I do that currently with a plumber.
What?
I have a plumber that will do some things around the house and just not go through his company if I text him. But I only text him when I need things. So once a month, I have a reminder to text him just to see how he's doing.
Are you kidding me? Manipulation at its best.
So I'm manipulating this plumber to continue to give me deals and not go through his company to do things on the side. But I don't want him to think that's all I'm using him for.
That's exactly
so once a month, I'm like, hey, how's business? Yep. Blah, blah, blah. All right. Well, just wanted to check in. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's all right. It. And then, yeah.
And then a week later when I'm like, my washing machine's broke, he comes up
and
fixes
it. He's like, oh, he just was in touch with me.
Yeah. So dudes all across the area are having scheduled texts to be sent out to like a bunch of girls on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. Here's the thing. I mean, he's right. He's right. If you keep in touch, I mean, it can go for the booty call. It can go for the money. It can go for the plumber. But it is a masterclass in manipulation.
Absolutely.
It is teaching manipulation.
Yeah,
because
it is.
You don't care about her. You care about you're downstairs.
Exactly.
I disagree with you there.
Why?
Because you are checking in
because you want something.
Yes. So you're checking in because you
want something.
You said you don't want something on the Wednesday. You want something on the Friday. You still want something, whether it's on Wednesday. You're already saying, I want sex from her.
Yes, but what you don't really care about
the person,
her.
Otherwise, you try to date
her. You're just trying to get what you want. Mm-hmm. And so that is a masterclass in manipulation. The fact that this is how you get what you want. And it's just you say the right things, you do the right things to get what you want.
Yeah, of course.
Not because you're doing the right things.
Well, that's caring. You care about wanting sex.
It's imagine that was your daughter. That's all I have to say. I think he's right.
Okay, imagine my daughter anytime like that.
Right.
In college.
That's what I'm saying.
And she goes home after the bar. I mean, that's horrible. Regardless.
Exactly my point. Thank you to my side. Thank
right.
you.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. And I think I have the booty call relationships with like a lot of like plumber type people or even some friends that we're kind of friends, but I feel like I only talk to them when I need something. I hate that.
It's a bad feeling.
Because they're like that. They can never do anything. Mm-hmm. But they're the person that has like the truck. And I'm like, I haven't talked to this guy in a month. Can I? Mm-hmm. Hey, man, how are you? Good. Hey, can I borrow your truck?
Hey, can I borrow your truck?
I got to do better at like trying to maintain it. But I have tried to go out like His name's Jordan Ballenforth. He's a great guy. I ask him to go do stuff all the time. He's just so busy. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like the only time I really reach out now is like, can I borrow your ladder? You know, like men, like he has all the men's stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He has the DJ equipment. He has all the like the good stuff.
I need to text my tool guy. He's got the tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got all the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad feeling to only reach out to people or to only be reached out to when someone needs something.
Mm-hmm. No,
or they think that they that you can help them in some way. That's the only time you hear from them.
Literally, there's a lady I went on one date with a while back. And it was fine. We just went on one date and then we just never went out again.
Mm-hmm.
And then we haven't talked or whatever, haven't heard from her. And she added me on one of the social medias. I can't remember which one, out of nowhere. And she's like, hey, how are you? I'm like, good. She's like, hey, do you have tickets? And it's like, to some major concert. Yeah. I'm like, am I good to hear from you? No. And if I did, you're not on my list for people to go into a concert.
Forget about just, you know, a girl. I mean, there's people I haven't talked to in 2 years. All of a sudden, like maybe it's a father on my kid's baseball team from 2 years ago. They'll ask me for tickets all the time. Out of the blue. They don't ever want to do anything to me. They're literally using me for tickets.
See, we're people's ticket booty calls.
Yeah, the thing is, we don't normally get them or share them.
Right.
You know?
We get them constantly for disappoint you.
Yes, sorry.
We get them for ourselves, if at all.